October is 4-H month, and 95.3 WBEV, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, and Seed Extreme are proud to spotlight area students involved in 4-H. I'm with Bree from the Lomira Cloverleaves 4-H group.
What motivated you to join 4-H?
My mom did it growing up, and I joined when I was really young, in like first grade, I think. That's just kind of how I got started, and then now my brother does it, and he's in fourth grade now, so.
Cool, yeah, keep it in the family. What would you say is your favorite memory since joining?
Definitely the potlucks that we have. We have a Thanksgiving potluck, and every member brings their entire family, and everyone brings food, and we play games, and it's also achievement night, so we get to look at everyone's achievements and stuff, so that's a really fun night each year.
What projects are you currently working on?
Currently, child development is my biggest project because it's somewhere where I want to go, like, as a career path, so I like to do that to relate to that, so I do a lot of child development.
Do you have any mentors or people within the club that you look up to?
I definitely look up to Vicky Fink, who is our club leader. She is always busy working, and I think I also, growing up a lot, looked up to the older leaders. Now I'm the president, so I think a lot of kids look up to me. They'll see me in the store and go, oh, it's President Bree. So I think that's cool.
What have you learned since joining that you maybe didn't think you'd learn once you were in the club?
I think I learn a lot of just different skills, like talking to people. I remember I got nominated for secretary in sixth grade, I believe is the first year you can be a leader. And I went home crying that night because I have a very big fear of talking in front of people and talking to people. And then now I've been president for the past few years, and I do that on my own. And it's very easy for me to talk to people, and it helps a lot with school. Like this, like a few years ago, I would have never done a phone interview, but 4-H has allowed me to have those skills now.
What is a good piece of advice that someone gave you throughout your time in the club?
Do your record books, I think. Vicky always tells us to do our record books, and it helps a lot when looking at colleges, because when colleges ask for things like that you do volunteering-wise, having your record book there helps a lot. And they're stepping away from record books a lot now, but I think a record book really helps. Or just being involved, like going to camps, going to leadership councils, stuff like that.
What would you say to someone who hasn't joined 4-H but is on the fence about joining?
I would say that 4-H is for everyone. That was our motto this previous year. I think a lot of kids think 4-H is just for people, like country kids who want to show cows and stuff. But there's so many opportunities through 4-H, and I think that it's really for everyone, and that, like, I'm in child development. That's not necessarily, I'm not showing an animal or anything. There's a lot of variety.
Thank you again to Bree from the Lomira Cloverleaves 4-H group. You can hear a full interview on the agriculture section of the audio page at dailydodge.com. This 4-H spotlight is brought to you by Seed Extreme, your local Dairyland seed dealer.